Hello again, and welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled, God's Guidance, and it was written by Marvin Williams. When their bank accidentally deposited $120,000 into their account, a couple went on a shopping spree. They purchased an SUV, a camper, and 2 4-wheelers in addition to paying off bills. Discovering the deposit error, the bank told the couple to return the money. Unfortunately, the husband and wife had already spent it. They were then charged with felony theft. When the couple arrived at the local court, the husband said to a reporter, "We took some bad legal advice." The two learned that following bad advice and spending what wasn't theirs could lead to making a mess of their lives. In contrast, the psalmist in Psalm 1 shared wise advice that can help us avoid messing up in life. He wrote that those who find genuine fulfillment, who are blessed, refuse to be influenced by the advice of those who don't serve God. They know that unwise, ungodly counsel can lead to unseen dangers and costly consequences. Also, they're motivated by and preoccupied with the timeless and unshakable truths of Scripture. They've found that submitting to God's guidance leads to stability and fruitfulness. When we're making decisions, big or small, about our careers, money, relationships, and more, may we seek God's wisdom found in the Bible, godly counsel, and the leading of the Holy Spirit. His guidance is essential and trustworthy for living a fulfilling life and not creating messes. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. Now, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, deep down in our hearts, we know we must trust in your guidance and not the way of the world. Please give us a heart of discernment. May we seek to listen to wise, godly counsel and not the bad advice of others. And even in times such as these, where we're told to fend for ourselves or do what's best for us, may we stand bold in our faith and meditate on your powerful words from Isaiah 30, verse 21 that says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" Help us to meditate on this word and trust it. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.